I would like to start by saying that it is with deep regret that we have taken note of the untimely passing of Mrs. Mogoro, the mechanism's former chair, who played a key role in operationalizing the mechanism. The EU thanks the mechanism for its report. We agree that impunity fuels further grievances. Victims have the right to be heard. They have a right to justice. The EU's Fundamental Rights Agency recently published a report on racism in policing, which also puts forward concrete steps for action. These include, inter alia, ensuring independent oversight and protection for whistleblowers. Mr. High Commissioner, in your report, you explain why it is essential for states to apply an intersectional lens when developing policies for combating discrimination. You mentioned that intersecting forms of discrimination occur when a combination of two or more grounds interact with one another to produce distinct, unique, and compounding experiences of discrimination. Yet, here at the Council, we see a coordinated pushback against the principle of intersectionality. The term is now systematically being opposed, including in the sessions of the IGWG on the DDPA, the ad hoc committee, and even in the context of the negotiations on the draft UN Declaration on the Rights of People of African Descent. Can you explain once again why addressing discrimination should involve taking into account intersectionality? Thank you.